Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Had it not been for their newest All Elite challenger, there's a solid chance the world of sports entertainment wouldn't have even been entirely interested in signing the following names to their roster, it must be said. Their existence has often unintentionally paved the way for a whole host of talented folks becoming or remaining all WWE since they arrived on the scene in 2019. So with that in mind, I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers WWE only signed because of AEW. Number 10, Cole Carter. While it'd be fair to admit that the likes of AEW Dark and Dark Elevation haven't exactly been appointment viewing since their creation in October 2019 and March 2021 respectively, it's clear that Tony Khan's biggest rival has still been keeping an eye on the largely developmental shows over the last few years. Look no further than the snapping up of one Cole Carter back in March 2022 on the back of the eventual Troy Two Dimes Donovan appearing on both shows in bouts against All Elite stars such as Lance Archer and even former WWE legend Paul White, aka Big Show, as a sign of the attention WWE were clearly paying to this AEW content. And while the young Carter's impressive work on the independent scene no doubt also played into WWE's decision to hand him a deal, the rising star being highlighted on AEW's YouTube shows, whilst not under All Elite contract, was likely the biggest reason the prodigy ended up on the sports entertainment radar. Carter's time in WWE ultimately came to an end, for now just a few months on, however, with the NXT talent being let go due to a failed drug test before eventually returning to the land of All Elite. Number 9, Rey Mysterio. Teaming with eventual AEW talent Bandido and Rey Fénix in a trios match against the Golden Elite Kota Ibushi and the Young Bucks in the main event of All In, Rey Mysterio's association with the eventual new big wrestling promotion in town very nearly didn't end with that glorious night back in September 2018. The masked icon would eventually go on to officially return home to WWE later that month, but it was evident that AEW were interested in continuing their relationship with the most famous luchador ever to fly through the air. As reported by Dave Meltzer around the time Mysterio was negotiating a new deal with WWE in 2020, after spending a few months working without a deal, AEW was said to have offered the former WWE champion a contract that equaled WWE's per match offer. However, the sports entertainment giant being able to boast more dates helped make the concept of sticking with WWE more lucrative for Rey. But had AEW not been sniffing around the legend, would Vince McMahon and co. have been in as much of a rush to tie him down for a further 3 years? Either way, Mysterio remained with WWE despite All Elite Wrestling very much keeping the door open for him. Number 8, Lita. Lita's unexpected return to WWE television in the early stages of 2022, coming not too long after turning down the chance to work for AEW, was likely no coincidence. As the WWE icon would admit later down the road, Tony Khan and his team did very much reach out to Lita before she made her crowd-popping Royal Rumble return earlier this year, with it being reported by Fightful Select that said program could have involved Britt Baker going one-on-one with the influential veteran. But as Lita would also make known around the time of said Rumble appearance, despite potential opportunities floating around, as she put it, as soon as the chance to appear in said over-the-top rope spectacle landed on her doorstep, she was like, yes, I'm in. WWE would proceed to take full advantage of having Lita back on board for a spell too, throwing her into a dream match of sorts opposite Becky Lynch at Elimination Chamber in February. Yet the timing of her in-ring comeback 4 years on from her last WWE in-ring appearance definitely smelt like an attempt to keep AEW from capitalizing on one of the most notable women ever to step in between the ropes. That being said, it doesn't appear that Lita has entirely shut down the idea of one day showing up in TK's company should the right opportunity arise. Number 7, Edge. According to the Rated R Superstar himself during his WWE 24 special, hot on the heels of nailing Elias with a spear at SummerSlam 2019, another company within the industry, as he put it, got in contact with the WWE Hall of Famer and told him they were interested in signing him, asking whether Edge knew if he could wrestle again. Dave Meltzer would later report that Tony Khan offered Edge a whopping $3 million per year to become All Elite, with the returning legend being in line to begin working with the company when AEW debuted on TV in October 2019. In the wake of being offered this potential AEW debut, though, Edge insisted that he had to speak to his longtime employer, Vince McMahon, first. And the second the WWE chairman discovered both AEW's interest and the fact Edge was looking to make an in-ring comeback, McMahon told him it had to be with WWE, and the rest was iconic Royal Rumble history. Number 6, Emma. With Tennille Dashwood's deal with Impact Wrestling coming to an end in August, questions over where the Australian star would end up next soon began to do the rounds online, with many understandably assuming that becoming All Elite was a very real possibility for the former Knockouts World Tag Team Champion. After all, Dashwood's former tag partner Madison Rayne recently arrived on the All Elite scene as both a performer and coach, and the concept of a dream and one-time seemingly impossible showdown with old NXT rival Paige/Saraya would have likely been too tantalizing an opportunity for the AEW president to pass up on, surely. Despite once appearing on AEW programming during the All Out 2019 buy-in Women's Casino Battle Royale, however, one of the stars who helped spark the women's revolution into existence was ultimately snatched up by Triple H in the wake of her time with Impact ending in 2022. And on top of being one of the most experienced high-profile workers on the free agency market, the fact Dashwood would have definitely helped seriously bolster AEW's hit-and-miss women's division also probably played into WWE's decision to bring Emma back after not having any contact with the star for 5 years.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5, Mia Yim. As will be highlighted a few more times before this list reaches its conclusion, the fight to boast the most talented and impressive collection of women wrestlers in the business has very much intensified in the wake of Triple H becoming the new king of WWE creative. So much so that whenever a gifted worker now suddenly finds themselves having a stretch in the free agency market for a second, both the game and TK waste very little time making a case for why a chosen performer should quickly step into the new WWE regime or become All Elite, respectively. Mia Yim was one of the more recent stars that likely earned the attention of both top-tier companies on the back of her deal with Impact expiring in October. And with Yim being unceremoniously let go by WWE in November 2021, the idea of perhaps reuniting with her husband Keith Lee in AEW towards the end of the year was one that the former NXT performer and AEW themselves probably considered. But just a few weeks on from her final showing in Impact, Yim was very much a part of Triple H's main roster, aiding the OC in their fight against the Judgment Day. And just like that, WWE were once again able to reunite the game with one of his one-time NXT darlings, while simultaneously denying AEW the chance of acquiring another tried-and-tested popular addition to their women's division. Number 4, Roxanne Perez. Roxy would eventually reveal to Fightful that AEW actually contacted the youngster after she'd already committed herself to Ring of Honor. And at just 19 years old around the time of this interest, it's not too hard to see why Khan's promotion were keeping an eye on the rising star. With Roxy eventually going on to win a tournament to crown the first ever Ring Ring of Honor Women's World Champion before her 20th birthday. Unfortunately for TK though, AEW being keen on potentially bringing Roxy into the All Elite mix down the line likely acted as one of the driving forces behind many in WWE pushing for the young sensation to be handed an NXT deal after her time in Ring of Honor ended due to the company's hiatus at the end of 2021. Said push ultimately led to Roxy signing with WWE in March, and one of the hottest prospects in the industry eventually going on to lift the NXT Women's Championship before the end of 2022, meaning the now Roxanne Perez reigned as both Ring of Honor and NXT Women's Champion in the same calendar year. A reminder that she's still just 21 years old, and that Tony Khan is likely kicking himself that he didn't hand the Booker T trained talent a contract before her Ring of Honor debut in 2021. Number 3, Dakota Kai. Throughout her time on the Black and Gold / 2.0 brand, the captain of Team Kick became one of NXT's most reliable performers, stepping up as an NXT Women's Championship challenger and eventually holding the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships on two occasions. So it wasn't that much of a surprise to hear of AEW reportedly starting up talks with Dakota Kai upon being released from WWE. Yet despite a number of other promotions being interested in booking the talented free agent, and talents within AEW in particular pushing for Kai to get a deal with the company, Tony Khan and his team didn't progress past a short introduction with the one-time NXT performer, sensing that he likely couldn't risk TK and the gang rethinking their passing up on a wrestler that was clearly respected and admired by all corners of the business. Triple H soon made the now Damage Control member a priority signing the second he was handed the keys to the creative kingdom. Number 2, Dragon Lee. It was no secret that WWE were massively interested in signing recent AEW debutante Bandido in the wake of realizing that he'd put in one hell of a display opposite Chris Jericho on September 28th Dynamite without being under contract. However, in the end, it was Tony Khan's promotion who were able to convince the former Ring of Honor star to sign on the dotted line. But the same could not be said of fellow mass sensation Dragon Lee. Instead, after rocking up alongside Andrade El Idolo and Brother Rush in a Dynamite AEW Trios World Tag Championship Tournament match against the Elite in August, WWE succeeded where they failed with Bandido, and quickly set about signing the impressive performer to an NXT deal. As it goes, AEW was said to also be interested in making Lee All Elite. Yet upon offering him a deal, Lee soon decided that he would likely get lost in the mix on AEW programming at this current moment in time. So the 27-year-old made his move to WWE official on the night of his AAA Tag Team title victory over FTR alongside Dralístico at Noche de Campeones in late December. Though said move would have likely never gone down had it not been for his Dynamite debut. Number 1, Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes' return to WWE at WrestleMania 38 felt like a significant moment in time. Not only was this the American Nightmare's first appearance on WWE programming since departing due to creative frustrations in 2016 and eventually going on to help create the Land of All Elite, but his re-emergence also acted as the first real AEW to WWE defection. And make no mistake, WWE clearly saw the acquiring of Dusty Rhodes' son as a huge opportunity going forward in more ways than one. In Rhodes as a performer, WWE brought back a star who could clearly add something exciting to the top of their card. But it's what the former AEW EVP could represent in the long term that was also of serious value to Vince McMahon and now Triple H and the gang. If WWE are able to keep Rhodes looking strong and make him feel like even more of a star than he did in Tony Khan's company, then you have to imagine it'll only be a matter of time before other top All Elite talents decide to run down their own deals and give the new WWE regime a try. Simply put, Rhodes' move to WWE was a shrewd call for all involved, and it's one that could have catastrophic consequences for TK's world by the time a certain bidding war of 2024 comes around. And that's our list. Know of any other wrestlers WWE only signed because of AEW? Let us know all about them in the comment section right down below, and do not forget to like, share, and click on that subscribe button while you're at it. Also, if you like this kind of thing, then head on over to whatculture.com and find some more fantastic articles just like the one this video you're watching right this second is based on. I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you, as always, for watching this lovely video today. Hopefully, I'll see your faces very, very soon. But in the meantime, hey, just be good to yourself, because you all right. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.